75 years ago today, two dogs were enrolled in an ambitious new training program, enabling their blind owners to become independent. An American dog breeder founded the service after visiting a similar program for blind German veterans. Since then, the Seeing Eye has trained more than 12,000 guide dogs for blind Americans and Canadians. Commentator Beth Finke, who is blind, invited Morning Edition on a walk around Chicago with her Seeing Eye dog, Honey.
The easiest part of our commute is right at the beginning. Just side streets, no major traffic.
Okay, sounds like they stopped. We can go. Honey, forward. Atta girl.
Honey is a cross between a golden retriever and a yellow lab. She and I met 2 years ago at the Seeing Eye School in Morristown, New Jersey. 3 years old now, she has a tail that won't quit. She even wags it while she's working. I laugh whenever I feel it swish against my harness hand. Seeing Eye dogs don't make decisions about what route their handler takes. It's not like Lassie. I don't just say, "Library girl, let's go to the library." I study routes, memorize which intersections have stoplights or stop signs, and which don't. Honey's job is to get me to the end of each street safely. Some days, that job is harder than others. Like that morning on Lincoln Avenue, a busy four-lane road. Honey stopped at the curb. I heard a vehicle idling, waiting to turn. Traffic was heavy. There would be time for us to cross in front of that stopped vehicle. Honey, forward. The harness jerked ever so slightly. Honey looked left to make sure that vehicle was staying still. She pulled me forward into the crosswalk. We were directly in front of that vehicle when it started to move. Honey backed up, throwing her right hip my way. She pushed me as far away from harm as she could. The vehicle tapped my left shoulder. I screamed. Honey ducked down between the two front tires, attempting to save herself. Finally, the vehicle braked. A man jumped down. "I didn't see the dog. I didn't see the dog," he yelled. "I'm 5'9". He didn't see me?" But I didn't say that. I didn't say anything. I was too worried about Honey. She licked my hand. She was all right. The driver's arm trembled as he led us across the street. He was more shaken up than we were. Honey jumped up on him, wagging her tail. She knew she did good. I called the Seeing Eye School afterwards just to report what happened. They warned me to watch for Honey being afraid of big vehicles now or being overly cautious at curbs. But it was all in a day's work for Honey.
Yay, Honey! Good girl. That was us, I think. They all sound like buses.
She's no Lassie. She's better.
The comments of Beth Finke, author of the memoir, Long Time No See.